Welcome to Intel on AI, a podcast series that brings you the latest on cutting-edge tech driving artificial intelligence in the enterprise today. And now your host, Emily Hudson.
Hello and welcome. My name is Emily Hudson, and this is another edition of the Intel on AI podcast. Today, our guest is Ganesh Gopalan, the co-founder and CEO of Nani.ai. Welcome, Ganesh.
Thanks, Emily. Happy to be here.
Ganesh, can you tell me a little bit about Nani AI and what are you doing there?
Nani AI is a speech recognition and natural language processing focused company. So we are an AI company that focuses a lot on voice bots in multiple channels. The topic that we're going to talk about today is, of course, more on the call center channel. And what we do on the call center channel is multiple things, like developing voice bots and also do speech analytics. Voice bots are a very, very interesting new development in call centers. And we are very excited to be part of the journey in order to make the wait times for customers shorter and have a proper conversation using bots with the customers.
You know, I think everyone listening to the podcast has had experience with call centers, and we know that they can be expensive to run, and long wait times, of course, isn't a good experience for anyone. So can you tell me how Nani AI is solving some of these challenges that customers experience when they call into a call center?
Firstly, I mean, today, call centers don't present a great picture for customers, right? I mean, a lot of customers are unhappy with the long wait times. And for the companies that run call centers, they're a real expensive proposition. So what we really do at Nani.ai is to develop custom voice bots. These voice bots are special speech recognition and natural language processing bots that sit at the call center and automatically answer the customer inquiries. Let me put it this way. I mean, it's not just an IVR, but it's where it's so difficult to press those buttons while using a mobile phone, for instance. These are actual conversations where often the customers mistake the bots for humans. And what really these bots in the enterprise do is reduce wait times by handling a lot of the routine queries that customers may have. For example, let's suppose this is a bank and you have customers asking for account statements. This happens all the time. And let's suppose I wanted an account statement for, say, last December. Now, there are about a million ways of saying that. And, you know, every human being often says that a different way. Like I could say that, can you just get me the account statement for the last month of the previous year? Or I could say, you know, can you get me the account statement for the last month of the year? Or I could just say, can you get me the account statement for December? Now, what our voice bots or intelligent voice bots do is convert whatever the customer says from speech to text, and then understand the meaning of what the customer says, and then take the appropriate action. Then it's a conversation, right? I mean, if he just says, just get me the account statement for December, the bot will go back and confirm whether that's for 2019 or 2018, and then give the appropriate response. All this, where it really fits in from your specific question on cost, is that A, it's a great experience, firstly. And secondly, these voice bots operate at a fraction of the cost of agents who can be used for tasks that require more empathy rather than handling routine tasks like these.
Okay, that's great, because we always like to hear about how AI is amplifying services, not replacing jobs. So thanks for pointing that out. Now, I'm pretty familiar with natural language processing, but I think that you also use something called natural language generation. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so natural language processing and natural language generation are two sides of the same coin. So what NLU really does is to convert text to structured data. NLG really takes structured data and then converts it back to text. Now, if you look at the way voice bots work, you start with the ASR, which is the most important piece, which converts speech to text, which is often the most difficult piece as well. But then you look at NLP and NLU. So what really happens here is your whatever you've spoken and convert to text, you try to understand the context in which it is spoken and try to grasp the meaning of what is said. Now, once you grasp the meaning of what is said, that's the time when you need to use your TTS engines, the text-to-speech engines, to play out what was actually the right response for the customer. So I would classify voice bots as being a mix of an ASR, an NLU, and finally a TTS.
Got it. So, you know, this all sounds like to meet the needs of customers and customer support that a lot of processing power is required. Can you talk about what kind of backend is Nani AI running on?
So we run on fundamentally a lot of Intel cores, and that's where this whole performance piece comes into play, right? When you do real-time processing of speech, right, real-time decoding of speech, it typically is very compute intensive. And that's where the challenges typically are in terms of costs and costs of the whole system. So it's very important to squeeze out the maximum you can out of vCPU. The more performance that you can squeeze out of a vCPU, the better it is for the economy of the whole system and makes the voice bot proposition more and more attractive. So like I said, the decoding happens on multiple Intel cores, but very important to extract the maximum out of each vCPU.
Now, how did you decide to use CPUs in this deployment?
So I think CPUs are in particular important. Suppose we work with banks or financial institutions, very often the demand is that, you know what, you need to have this on-premise, right? So that the customer data doesn't go out. Either way, CapEx is a very important part of the decision-making for any end customer. And for that reason, very often customers insist on a CPU-based solution. And in order to provide them that kind of solution, you also need to extract the maximum performance out of them so that you can meet the customer needs.
That makes sense. Now, I understand that you're a member of the Intel AI Builders Program. Have you been working with Intel at all to optimize the decoding speed on the CPU backend?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, privileged to be part of the AI Builder program. And some of the stuff that I told you earlier on extracting the maximum performance has been made possible definitely by the amount of help that we received from the Intel AI Builder program. For example, we have received help in specialized compilers, specialized math libraries. All this has made our speech decoding much faster. And as a result of this, we are able to optimize our systems to extract the maximum performance or the maximum number of parallel streams that can happen in a call center environment. For example, we deal sometimes with systems which have more than 1,000 call center agents. Now, in situations like this, you're going to have so many parallel streams that have to be speech decoded. And speech decoding is compute intensive. So the help provided by the Intel AI Builder program enables us to process more of those streams using a single CPU core. And that in turn brings down the overall cost of ownership for the entire voice bot proposition. So this is something that we're really grateful to the Intel AI Builder program for.
Excellent. Now, speaking of compute capacity, I understand that your solution is able to work with several different languages, which I'm sure only adds to the complexity and the processing power required. What are those languages that you are able to support?
We support at this point multiple languages. So we support 12 Indian languages at this point. We also support English spoken in multiple accents. We have a model for UK English. We have a model for US English. And as we speak, we're working on Arabic and Bahasa as well.
So Ganesh, beyond adding that additional language support, what are some other things you're looking forward to with Nani AI?
Well, we are very excited about this whole voice bot proposition. And we can see that call centers are going to use a lot more of these voice bots. So where we are looking to build systems in the future is to make this more and more accurate, as well as more and more optimized so that voice bots can really help customer service in reducing hold times and wait times and make it a really good customer experience for everybody. So we are very excited. I mean, on the ASR side that really supports the voice bots, we already have an extremely good generic engine. And then we also develop specialized custom voice bots for specific domains, such as, say, banking and, you know, getting into niche domains sometimes, like, say, retail banking, right? And we want to develop more and more niche platforms, more and more niche models that are more accurate and solve customer problems.
You know, given the unique environment that we're in right now around the world, it seems like customer service via phone is only going to become more and more necessary. So is that something that you're seeing with non-AI?
Yeah, I mean, so obviously the current scenarios makes it very difficult for customers to offer customer service over telephony lines because there's problems with availability of agents. And then this sudden scaling that happens when a lot of people are looking for customer service and you don't have enough agents as well. Now, in environments or situations like this, voice bots play a great role, and we're seeing a lot of interest from customers across the world in the products that we offer. Since we are able to scale our voice bots to, you know, solve multiple customer queries, right? So, I mean, we can go from answering, say, 100 requests a day to, you know, as many as a million requests a day in a few hours. So this aspect is, you know, in the current scenario is very useful. So we are seeing tremendous amount of demand from the industry.
Well, Ganesh, thank you so much. That is really exciting. And I'm glad that you're offering solutions that are helping us now and will help us moving forward. For listeners who would like to learn more about non-AI and the solutions you offer, where should they go for more information?
I would ask listeners to go to www.gnani.ai for more information about us. Thank you.
Perfect. Thanks again for joining us today. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Emily. Appreciate it.
This is Emily Hudson, and you're listening to Intel on AI.